Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Jocelyn Sambira at the United Nations in New York. Coming up in this week's program, the rise in midwives in South Sudan is one of the exciting stories coming out of the world's youngest nation. And a woman from Uganda shares how education has helped turn her life around. But first, being a woman and a human rights defender in Pakistan is risky. A young activist who founded a nonprofit called Aware Girls with her sister when she was just 15 has said. Sabah Ismail grew up in a province on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan before violent religious extremism became an international buzzword. She grew up in an environment where martyrs were celebrated as heroes and people believed in using violence to defend their religion. Ms. Ismail spoke to me on the margins of a UN Women event discussion on youth peace and security. She shared the impact extremism had on the lives of young girls as well as hers.
Because of the violent religious groups like Al-Qaeda and Taliban, girls' mobility was restricted. Young women and girls' participation in the political sphere has been limited. And we also saw that girls' schools were destroyed, girls' literacy fell down in our province. So I grew up in that area and I faced all of this violence. I saw how it has affected the lives of many people in my community.
Is that why you decided to start an NGO called Arise Girls with your sister at 15?
Both of us were working already with young women and girls. So in one of our seminars, we've met a mother whose 13 years old son was taken away by the militant groups and he did not inform his parents. So the family received his dead body after a few months. And when this mother was sharing her story, I saw the pain in her eyes. I saw that this ideology that I saw that what's the problem, you know, in this violent ideology. And also I felt a huge responsibility that it's really important to also work on promoting peace and to counter extremism as well.
It must have been dangerous at the time.
In Pakistan, being a woman's rights human defender, it's risky, and what we are doing at the risk of our own lives. I and my sister have been targeted, we have been threatened multiple times, and we have been attacked as well many times. So we have been...
You've been attacked. What happened?
So one of the very worst incidents was in May 2014 when it was midnight and an armed group of people who posed to be the security officers and who wanted to search our house. But luckily, my father didn't open the door to them, but they were shouting and they tried to forcefully enter our house and they threatened us that they will be back. They did aerial shooting in the air and they threatened our family that if I and my sister do not stop our work, they will chase us and they will come back.
A Ugandan woman has been speaking at the UN about how education has turned her life around from being condemned by some as a useless person to becoming a successful entrepreneur. Beatrice Ayuru is the founder of Lira Integrated School, whose mission is to educate impoverished children in northern Uganda. Ms. Ayuru, who at age 17 was selling cassava for a living, believes that education is the answer to eradicate poverty. Andita Listriani has been speaking to Ms. Ayuru.
Because I got pregnant at an early age, I was seen as a problem. And there's no hope for me because I am a girl. So I wanted to challenge that being a girl, being a woman, and having my education interrupted by pregnancy, which was through pressures that were coming around my life, it does not mean that I am a failure. So I had seen already many young girls go through what I've gone through because I was rejected. So after my first child, when I delivered, I was at 17 years old, I just went back to challenge those who fought me and thought that was the end of my life. And then I'd also grown in a very poor environment, in a war-affected area, and education system which was provided to us by then was completely useless. It was not giving me anything that could make me see any future. So I realized that if I can only have my own school built, I can handle and respond to all these challenges because the education system, the bureaucracy is too long. It's hard to address them.
What advice you can give to other girls out there, especially in Africa?
As a woman, there are many challenges around us, the society, especially in our rural areas. Nobody will believe in a woman, but not until you have made it, then they'll say, wow, she is strong. So it's only when we stand firm. So I'm encouraging the girls that don't give up with any challenges around. Be it you have made a mistake to conceive at the early age or before you finish education, just go back to school. I did it and I made it. If it is about finances, go back and make money from the little things that you can do. Go back to school. Education is wealth.
What do you think the UN can do to bring change to impoverished children in Uganda and other countries in Africa?
Getting on the ground through the government, understanding of partnership, and then work hand in hand with the institutions that are on the ground. Why I'm saying this, I've seen this practically working for me. When an enterprise or an institution is working alone, it is very hard to grow. But when the UN come into place, they have the goals, the sustainable goals that they're looking at, and then they help drive, get to help you see what you are not seeing, and then trying to put things in place to make them be more streamlined, that are answering the questions, the challenges today.
4 years ago, there were only 10 qualified midwives in South Sudan, which has a population of more than 12 million. Today, more than 300 of these skilled workers are deployed across the country, according to the UN Population Fund, UNFPA. The agency's Dr. Wilfred Ochang described the rise in midwives as one of the exciting stories coming out of the world's youngest nation. South Sudan attained independence in July 2011, but has seen more than 2 years of brutal conflict. He told Sebit William that UNFPA dreams of a South Sudan at peace, where every baby is born in safe conditions.
We want to ensure that every pregnancy is wanted, meaning we promote issues of family planning, ensure the services available, and the supplies are always available whenever they're needed. Our other area of work is to ensure that every childbirth is safe. And we know in South Sudan, about 2,054 mothers die as a result of pregnancy or delivery-related complications out of every 100,000 births. So we focus on ensuring that their well-trained and equipped midwives would be able to attend every mother. We also ensure that the equipment, the supplies that are needed for essential care for pregnant mothers is available. And also the emergency obstetric care in case of surgery, in case of obstructed labor, are also available by training professional gynecologists, anesthetists in outside universities to ensure that emergency care works and delivers support to stillbirth attendants.
What, in your view, have been the key milestone from your organization here in South Sudan over the past 4 years, let's say?
There are exciting stories coming out of South Sudan. Of course, we have some of the constraints occasioned by the situation of a conflict and challenges that is affecting delivery of our services. We hear a story, for example, of a woman who was caught in crossfire recently, got wounded, fled from a village in the United States, and upon reaching one of the protection civilian sites camp in Bentiu, our volunteers immediately came to her rescue, and she delivered 3 healthy babies. So 3 lives were saved just by the single work of midwives who could pay attention and provide for this. We also know when we started our program way back 2012, there are only 10 qualified midwives in the whole of South Sudan. And that explains partly the large number of maternal deaths. Today, we are proud to say more than 300 midwives have been trained and are deployed to provide skilled attendance. Of course, the need is huge, and we need to continue investing in this area.
Can you tell us what are your hopes and dreams for South Sudan?
As one of the UN family members, UNFPA hopes and dreams of a peaceful South Sudan as a foundation for any meaningful provision of service and development in this country. But as an agency, we dream of a South Sudan where every pregnancy will be wanted, where every childbirth is safe and will be attended to by a midwife, and where every young person's potential is fulfilled.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jocelyn Sambira.